BettorsWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good NCAA tournament morning, everybody. We are live at Revelry on Richmond. Richmond and Mandel. Easy to get to. Want you to come on out here and watch the games with us today. As I get off, the games will begin. And it is going to be a full. This is one of the great sports days of the year.
Because when the games begin, I get off.
No, so, you're going to be off way earlier than
no,
that.
No. I mean, you know what I mean, Dell.
No. What does that mean?
When the games start, begin.
Oh, you get off.
Yeah.
Like that scene when he's on the computer in South Park?
Similar.
Similar to that one?
That one scene.
That one scene where he's covered in stuff and it's all over his computer and everything?
Yep.
That one scene?
For you guys of the stream, we'll reset we'll reset here in just a second so you can...
I mean, I could talk for 30 seconds, and then you guys can
all right,
reset.
Why don't you talk for 30
okay,
seconds?
Okay, Dell, give everyone an update. Let's get our Sports Flash update from Dell Orle, giving you an update of what's going on tournament-wise and with NFL free agency.
Thank you, Lance. Well, considering our normal updates, I'm going to update you all about San Antonio sports, because apparently that's what our update guy likes to talk about. Will Kawhi Leonard play tonight? Probably not. I don't know how that meeting went between him and Pop, but... he probably won't be available. The Golden State Warriors won last night without Klay Thompson, without Steph Curry. They beat the Lakers in Oakland. So the Rockets lead is what, a game now? The Rockets have the Clippers tonight, or is it a game and a half now? The Rockets have the Clippers tonight. Chris Paul was put on the injured list, much to his surprise. He expects to play. I think the diagnosis was left knee soreness, and Chris Paul was like, what? No, I'm good. So we expect Chris Paul to play. And we all know the Texans have signed a couple guys, at least pending. Zach Fulton, we expect him to be a Texan. Aaron Colvin as well. And they signed Kelemete from the New Orleans Saints. And also, J.J. Watt is already flirting with Tyrann Mathieu. That's the big news. The safety from LSU and obviously the Arizona Cardinals released. They asked him to restructure his deal. They couldn't come to an agreement. So everyone's hot for Tyrann Mathieu, and I think Lance has some thoughts on that and where he would fit in as a Texan, so we'll see how that goes. And as you know, the guys are at Revelry on Richmond. We're just trying to get them reset so the stream can hear them, so it won't just be a broadcast, and they're telling me to keep going. I'm not sure if they can even hear me, but Lance just sent me a text to keep going, so we'll see how that goes. In the tournament last night, we had Syracuse. It was an ugly game because that's what they do. They play like six guys, maybe seven. Most of their guys lead the NCAA in minutes played, but they beat Arizona State last night. So two teams people didn't really think should be in the tournament. One team had the win. And so the entire city of Houston sports media, at least sports radio, is thrilled. All the Syracuse people here, they get to watch their team play TCU on Friday. Syracuse beats Arizona State in the second game in Dayton. Also, who do we have? We had Texas Southern. Started out slow, but wound up winning big. Texas Southern wins 64-40, I believe, was the final. So Mike Davis, who we had on the show earlier this week, gets to move on. Texas Southern was awful in the regular season in terms of non-conference. Mike Davis said he wanted to get his team ready for March. Well, they appear to be ready. They will advance to the round of 64. So nice win for Texas Southern. We'll see how the local teams do today and throughout the tournament. So once again, John Lance out at Revelry in Richmond. We hope to get them back and ready so everyone can hear him. As you might imagine, Gal Media having issues. I know you've never experienced that at any point in your radio listening lives, but Gal Media having some issues, so we hope to get John and Lance back and ready to go. And then we'll get the show started. And we're going to have to go to break, apparently, because a reset wouldn't be a reset with us without having to go to break. The mechanics of it, I think, is you just hit a button. But, of course, that button apparently didn't want to work in a normal fashion. So we'll go to break. We'll get John and Lance back and ready to go. And then we'll officially get the show started. Once again, you guys should go out there. All the shows will be out at Revelry on Richmond watching the games. The tournament obviously starts in Mass today. First game of the day is Rhode Island versus Oklahoma. You get to see Trae Young and see if what happened late in the season for Oklahoma was a fluke. And maybe they're the team we saw earlier in the year. or Trae Young may play his last game as a Sooner, and he'll get ready for the NBA draft. So we'll see what happens there. John Lance out at Revelry in Richmond.
Got it.
We'll be back. Hey, the guys are back.
Got it.
Hey!
Well, you're kind of back.
Why?
Because I don't think the stream can hear you, period. So from what I can tell. But
who can't hear us? The stream?
The stream, yeah.
Still can't hear us?
Okay. Well, we got a radio show to do, so we'll
yeah,
do
we
a radio
just
show.
But the streamers are going to – you know what? The streamers are a vocal minority, okay?
And I know. We'll try.
They get pissy.
No, I know. I know. We want to hear the show. So we'll see if we can get it fixed during the break.
Yeah. When we break, we'll get that.
And then it may not work anymore.
Yeah.
There's always that possibility that all of it will be gone. Like almost happened.
Well, no. It's not going to all be gone. We're live at Revelry.
But can I ask you a
question? We never have a technical difficulty
here. So today's spring break. Or for a lot of people, this week is spring break.
Yeah.
Like for my kids, this is spring break.
Yeah, I just dropped my kid off the airport.
Dell sent the story. Gene Chizik went with his daughters on spring break. And as a dad of a daughter, I understand the concept. If you're a little protective.
That's way too protective.
You don't want anything bad to happen to your daughters. You don't want them doing anything bad, right?
Yeah, well.
But
they
at some point.
Should have gone with Frankie and found out what life is really all about.
How do you deal? Like, I can't. I can't even. I can't. I watched the movie 13 years ago, and that the girl from what is it that's coming on
Wonder Years?
No. On HBO. Dell.
What?
The show that's getting ready to come back on with the robots and everything.
Oh, Black Mirror? No, that's
Westworld.
No, what are you talking about?
Westworld. Thank you.
Oh, Westworld.
The lead from Westworld, the blonde-haired robot, and everything is so great and wonderful. She was in a movie, Rachel Evan Myers or whatever her name is. I can't even remember. She was on a movie called 13.
When she was 13 years old?
In that neighborhood, yeah.
Well, Frankie's,
and it was about
Frankie's almost 20.
I understand, but it was about girls at the age of 13 and partying and like.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in a movie theater when I didn't have any 13-year-olds at all.
Right.
And me and my wife watched it. We may have just been dating then. We weren't even married yet. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I didn't have my daughter party at 13.
No, but I'm saying ever since I saw that, I'm super panicky. As soon as I had a daughter, all I can think, Evan Rachel Wood is her name. As soon as I saw that, I always thought, if I ever, you know, have a young daughter, it's going to freak me out.
Yeah.
And as soon as my daughter was born, first thing I thought of was, 13. I can't. No. Nothing. I can't let anything happen. I got to put her in a box. She can never get out. And Gene Chizik basically did the same thing. Hey, Dad, we're going to go on spring break. And
I'm going with you?
If you're the daughters, how do you let your dad go? I don't care if he was a college football coach, if he's on TV. Like, you shouldn't be taking pictures with your dad.
Here we go. We are heading now to Channel 26, and Nate Griffin is looking, and he's looking, and here we go. We're going to join Nate Griffin in Channel 26 here on ESPN 97.5. So he's looking. And he's looking, and now he's laughing.
Hey, guys, I love the golf play-by-play. It's an inside joke. I'll tell you about that later. But I'm with my guys here. It's John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Dell back at the studio. Got to be happy about what happened for Texas Southern last night, guys. John, hey, man, just tremendous effort.
Yeah, that is awfully nice, isn't it? We had Mike Davis on a couple of days ago on this show, and he was excited to get in. It's not the – you know what? TSU could say we won an NCAA tournament game because it's not a play-in game. That's right. Actually the first round. Now we're going to go into the second round today. We all know it's a play-in game. You got to win that game to play in. It's Tuesday. It's Dayton. It is what it is. But you know what? That's a nice deal for TSU. They had a rough season early on. But, man, it was a great plan because they were ready for this SWAC conference.
Yeah, and that's what they wanted to do. Harder schedule. Prepare you for this.
There you go. U of H taking on San Diego State tonight.
Yeah, U of H, very good defensive team, a team that right now has they played good basketball in the postseason tournament as well. So I think they're battle-tested. I think they're ready. And this is a game I feel like Kelvin Sampson's got the pedigree to win in this scenario, and I think he understands preparation. I like Houston in that matchup. And once you get past round one, well, let's get past round one, but once you do – we'll see what happens with round two.
Think they're a little upset about that loss to Cincinnati?
Oh, I know they are. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, on our website, Sports Map, Mindy Luovano, she talked to Rob Gray, and he said they're using that as motivation. They hated giving up, you know, that foul at the end and all of that stuff. They should have won. They should have won that basketball. They should have been tournament champions in the American, and they're PO'd about it. And I think they're going to be focused. I'm with you. I think they're going to be focused, and I think that they're underrated. I think people will take University of Houston for granted because they're coming out of nowhere, really.
Now, you look at their opponent tonight. They've got to knock off Montana. And already people are thinking Michigan. They're looking at Michigan next. Can't look past the first game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to – that's the whole thing with the tournament. I mean, it's really the first round is about preparation and who can shoot it. And if you can defend, then they can't shoot it. So that's why Houston, I think, has half of that equation ready to go, but got to be able to defend.
There you go. All right, guys, look out. Here comes the University of Houston. We'll have previews from right here. Revelry on Richmond all morning long, so make sure you stay tuned. We're live with the guys. Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. Gonna be a fun day.
Yeah,
They're gonna stop talking to you. Am I right?
Well, they just tell me. My producer tells me when to rap.
Yes.
And so once he says rap, it's like I'm hitting on Lance.
Yeah, he tapped my knee.
Time to go.
But then they'll talk back to you.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. They'll probably do that. But more than likely.
Yeah, it's a little awkward for radio.
Yeah, very. and by the way, I want to tell you guys before we went on it, don't watch the screen.
No, it's
as
late.
You know that, because you both guys
are delayed.
Yeah, it's a little bit of delay, right. So it'll throw you off. Yeah.
Right. No, we know that, but I like doing the golf talk while you're getting ready.
Man, I love that.
And you're looking.
That is awesome.
But they can hear me, right?
Yes, yeah, they can hear you.
Who is it? Who's on the set today?
Sally and Jose. Yeah, Sally and Jose.
All right, so that's good stuff. We'll be back at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
9 o'clock, and we're going to do a noon thing as well.
There you go. Channel 26. All morning long. Well, guys, right here.
Because we are your station for Channel 26 right here. Well, ESPN.
You're also my guy. So.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
There you go.
And you can hear Nate on some other station. We don't know what it is.
Sports Map 94.1. That's the sister station. You're dogging us.
Well, here's the problem with all that, because you put Lance works at 94.1 just a couple of days.
Am I still paying for that?
Yes,
am I still
are.
Paying? Oh, my God,
oh,
man.
Oh, you will.
Oh, my God.
All right,
Lord.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk, Lance. We're going to fix the stream, and we're going to talk about what the Texans have done thus far.
It's official now.
Yeah.
They got three new Texans. It's official.
Right, and they re-signed one of their own guys
as
well.
And they didn't get the fourth Texan. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, right.
There's a big hole in Texansville.
Says you. There's a big hole. So here's let's take a break live. We are at Revelry on Richmond. We want you to come and watch. If you haven't been here to watch any games, awesome. Are there thousands?
Good spot. Great spot.
No, literally thousands of televisions.
It's designed for
30
the tournament.
Or so, but it is a lot.
This little area in front of us designed for the tournament.
You think that this whole thing is really designed for the tournament. Mm-hmm. They're going to have every game on here. Not to worry. If you're looking for your games, let's go. Get here. Revelry on Richmond. Richmond and Mandel, we're looking for you to get here on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I want to tell you about Men's Tee Clinic. There's three locations here in Houston, and every single location will do the same thing for you. It'll get you right. And if your testosterone level isn't right, it's not a big deal. I don't want you to panic, but I do want to make sure that you understand. I think a lot of people don't really have a good feel for what it means. A lot of people think, oh, that has to do with libido. My libido is fine, and you get really defensive. No, that's one of the areas where it could be an issue, but it doesn't have to be that at all. There are factors like a lack of energy, a lack of drive at the workplace, a lack of drive on a weekend to go out and live your life. You just end up becoming a couch potato. Maybe your workouts are not producing the same results you once had. You just the same workouts and your body type is changing for the worse. These are telltale signs of low testosterone, and it's not your fault. One in three men, they will drop below the level. I was one of them. I had no idea until I got tested, and I just thought I was just tired all the time from working a couple different jobs and not sleeping well. And all of a sudden, I realized, wow, this could be the solution for me. And it was. The energy level, when you get your testosterone back to where it is, you realize, especially if it's been down for a while, wow. This is what life is supposed to be like. And it has such a positive impact on body type, on your workouts, on your quality of life. Make that decision to stop in at any of the three locations or give them a call. 713-568-1175. It's 713-568-1175. Three locations in the Houston area. One in Cypress at 290 in Barker Cypress, 288 in Discovery Bay for Pearland, and 1801 Durham and I-10. Here is the website, menstclinic.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, Dell, live at Revelry. We are here, going to be here all day with all the shows. So come on out and it is the place to be today. We're going to have a great time. You can hear tomorrow. We've got to go stream, right, once the Aggies start. Today, terrestrial. How's the stream working now, Del?
Well, it should have just kicked in, so I'm sure you've gotten complaints on Twitter, but I can hear you through both channels now, so we should be That's good. Right.
You can hear through both channels now?
Which means nice. The stream should be able to hear it.
All right, good.
All right, that's totally, totally sweet.
So the Texans have some new Texans. They have three new Texans.
Yes.
And according to our friend Tori Andrews, who is a lifelong Saints fan, he went to St. Aug, the great high school St. Aug, and then to Rice University.
Basketball player.
Yeah. He said, dude, Kenny Osemite, who is the or it's actually Senio. He said Kenio. It's Senio Kelemete. He said, is a baller. I hate we had to lose him, but he will play well for you guys. Good, smart move. One of the things, supposedly, Mickey Loomis really tried hard to keep him with the Saints. So they have, I want to say he played some guard and tackle, like he was an emergency tackle as well. I don't think that's the plan for him with the Texans. I think the plan is guard. He's got 22 career starts in 4 years, so he hasn't been a full-time starter. But I know the Saints did like him. I think he will be an upgrade with what the Texans have. I know most of you haven't heard of him. He came out of Washington, athletic guard, not the strongest guy in the world. At least he wasn't when he was coming out in the draft. But Senio Kelemete, Chantrell Henderson, who is a one-year. Now, here's the story on Chantrell Henderson. He has barely played over the last 2 years. He has served a 10-game suspension for the drug policy, weed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was smoking for medicinal purposes because he had Crohn's disease, and to manage the pain from the surgery he had for his Crohn's disease, he was smoking. Now, maybe that's true, maybe not. He was smoking before then at Miami when he was at with the U. You know that, Dell. Chantrell was one of the guys who is highly regarded coming into college. He's about 6'7", I think, 330. Long arm, not a real fat guy either. He's just kind of a physical freak, but he has some talent and he has some ability. He just hasn't been super trustworthy over the years. But that's why the Texans gave him a 1 year deal. Brian Gain knows him from his 1 year at Buffalo, so he basically said, let's band-aid this thing and hope he stays eligible. Meaning,
right?
You know,
and there are precautions. And as a matter of fact, Aaron Wilson wrote about this in his article. But Aaron Wilson says that he's going to compete for the right tackle job with Julian Davenport. There's a real possibility that Julian Davenport could be the Texans' left tackle.
Yeah, who's the left tackle going to be?
Because
Nate Solder's not. Nate Solder, what did Solder's deal end up being? $62 million.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Really, really.
You know what? If you're the Texans, you can't get involved in that. The Giants, this is what happens. When you're desperate for a player like the Giants.
I think it averaged 15 a year.
You have to give crazy money to an average tackle. Yeah, yeah. Now, I would have loved to have had Nate Solder here for a year or 2 years, but I always felt he was a Band-Aid guy. You don't want to have to overpay for Nate Solder. I thought you might have to go to 12 or 13. You don't. even if you went to 15, maybe at 2 years, you do two years. But he's got a $62 million deal, and that is going to last him probably. They're basically going to ask him to play 3 years. We'll see if he even gets to the third year on the contract. But, man, that is a lot. But the Giants are super desperate. But so are the Texans, frankly.
Yeah, they are.
Super desperate. But I would rather have a team that says, we're not going to do dumb signings that we know don't make any financial sense. So we'll see. Cineo is a lot of teams are – Cineo's agent is actually listening. So a lot of teams are trying to sign him, including – Indianapolis in division, can play offensive tackle as well, but primarily a guard. So I knew he had some tackle value.
No,
as
I'm
well.
Looking at a picture of him playing left tackle here for the Saints.
Well, that picture wasn't him.
No, that was a different picture.
It was heavier, like you could see that.
Yeah, but good lower
that
body.
That picture, good lower body.
Good lower
yeah.
body.
Good
yeah.
lower body can anchor down in that picture.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. They're obviously not done yet, but they re-signed Greg Mantz. They still got Nick Martin. They have got –
Zach Fulton is also officially a Texan.
Zach Fulton is
Wait.
In.
No, Zach Fulton. Is Zach Fulton
yeah,
officially
Zach
in?
Yeah. I okay. got – well, on a little email I got, it says Zach Fulton is a Houston Texan.
How many Zach Texans Fulton. Does it have in there?
Yeah. Then Chantrell,
who's missing?
Zach Fulton.
Oh, Cineo is probably missing.
Cineo is missing.
Okay, and Cineo's – yeah, so Zach Fulton. So now, if you're keeping track, that's three offensive linemen. You knew you were hemorrhaging in the offensive line. I think – maybe two of these guys are full-timers, and Cineo and Zach Fulton, they got contracts like it. They still have to prove themselves, not super long-term deals. But you also have a cornerback that you added too. So what you've done now is you've added your two areas of your biggest needs, offensive line and secondary, you've added pieces. Now, Tyrann Mathieu is out there at safety. J.J. Watt yesterday sent a tweet out to Tyrann Mathieu. And said, of course, you know, we don't know if the Texans want Tyrann Mathieu, but J.J. said, come on over, bro.
I'm seeing everybody think how, first of all, they didn't say, they didn't claim that he is a June 1st cut. He is a cut today, which means not over $9 million goes against the cap. They're only saving $5 million on the dude. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess they're fine cap wise.
June 1st, you could have split the.
I think you could have split it up.
The hit, yeah.
They gave Sam Bradford all of that money. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike Glennon, they gave him. They gave 20 and 8 to those two,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So I guess they're set. Although I've never seen Sam Bradford. Has anybody made more money and played less than Sam Bradford?
Arizona's in a lot of trouble. Even my kids know it. Snacks yesterday went. They're basically terrible now. They're losing everybody. Everybody's going. They're basically the worst team, and because he overreacts to everything.
Well,
but I like Snacks. Grandpa got out the right time. That team was. Yeah. They had. This is what happens when your window's open. When it starts to close, you better slam it shut. Because when Drake McLean tried, we're going to keep this window open. Get us a
Carlos Lee.
Get us a Japanese second baseman named Zachariah Masusis. Like no, it's Kaz Matsui.
Well.
And we're going to do this. And we're going to get this guy. And, like, Drayton, you're the only one who doesn't know it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. You got to move Lance. You got to move Roy. You got to actually sign your draft picks. That's another thing you have to
do.
Like, when it's over, you got to be honest with yourself. And Arizona, obviously, is honest. I mean, they might not have been if Carson Palmer had stuck around. So, John Brown's gone for them. And Larry Fitzgerald will be gone after next year. And Carson Palmer's gone. And so, they're – Tyrann Mathieu, they're like, well, Tyrann, you got to go. Tyrann Mathieu, if I'm being honest, is really not the player he was even a couple of years ago. People around the league will tell you that. There's a reason Arizona is cutting the honey badger and getting rid of him. He's not the same player.
Well, everybody's all on that they've got that the Texans have to sign.
I know, because he's the name and you know.
There's
what he's
a
done.
Reason that they have gotten rid. That they said, listen. We'll pay you the.
I wouldn't mind him
we'll
though.
We'll take the cap hit.
You just can't play him in a slot covering guys man to man. He is an undersized safety who has to roam around and make plays. That's you know. You,
well, then you better be a zone team.
Yeah, you have to be a zone team, and I don't know that the Texans. Yeah, the Texans play some zone. I mean, the Texans could be a landing spot. They need safety help. Now you go in with Andre Howell and Tyrann Mathieu, and you're the tiniest safeties in the league. With that said, really what he's best at, he being the honey badger, Tyrann Mathieu, is playing in kind of a little bit of a hybrid role where he's able to move around in sub packages. So if you're going to get a sub package guy that doesn't play every down, well, you know, I don't know what you pay those guys. So I don't know. I've got doubts whether or not they end up bringing him in. But what the Texans can do now is I think they'll draft one more player on the offensive line in the draft. I think they'll draft at least one cornerback. I think they'll draft a safety. And those three, for sure, I think will happen. And we could see two offensive linemen. We could see two safeties. Two defensive backs. Defensive backs.
But at least, you know what, you're not going into this draft going, holy crap, there's too many holes to fill.
But they're not. Yeah, exactly. They had to spend money, but they're not. I don't think they're spending dumb money at all.
No.
I actually think they're not making panicky signings, and I'm good with that. That's smart. You know, they're – That's the way they should approach it. So you won't know a lot of the names. Zach Fulton's not going to excite you. Senio's not going to excite you. None of these guys are going to excite you. I get it. But it's what had to be done. It's what had to be done. So I can't say I'm happy about it. These signings don't make me happy. These signings make me content, though.
Yeah, no, that they're actually looking at it and
Aaron Coleman's,
and going about it what seems to be a logical
Let me
direction.
Tell you, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Kareem Jackson could be a cut down the road after the draft.
Yeah,
I don't think it's out of the – if they add another cornerback, your boy Kareem is either going to go to safety or he could be gone because they are going to draft a corner, and you can find starting corners. That's Shaquille Griffin, Shaquem Griffin's brother. Now he's known as Shaquem Griffin's brother, Shaquille. Mm-hmm. At first he was known as that awesome rookie for the Legion of Boom. Now he's known as Shaquem Griffin's brother, Shaquille, who was a third-round pick and a good player and a starter right away. The Texans can go find a starter in the third round at cornerback. They can maybe find a starter in the fourth round at cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Kareem Jackson's – I'm not sure his position is absolutely guaranteed. I'd make him a 70% chance of staying with the team, but I think there's an outside shot he could be gone. And the Texans could – I don't know. They could look to bring back Jonathan Joseph on a one-year deal. I don't know who I'd rather have, J.J. or Kareem. I think I'd almost rather have J.J.
I think so, too. What Kareem maybe should do is rent his house.
He probably should. Renter's Warehouse can help him do that.
Well, if you're not certain about being here and, you know, you're thinking, well, I got to put my house up for sale. Well, guess what? How long it's going to take you? Because Kareem will probably find a job right away somewhere, I would imagine, and he's going to have to move. Oh, how long is it going to take him to sell his house? Forever.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that's got to move – and you need to get that money. You can't keep on paying that mortgage, but you can't sell your house. Well, what do you do?
Well, you have to rent. I mean, look, you got to rent your property out because when you rent your property out, it's going to be on average 17 days. But they do all of – I mean, they handle absolutely everything for you. They market your property. They find you renters. They manage the upkeep of it and collect the rent. They even warranty your renters up to a full year. So let Renter's Warehouse help you – make money off your home. All you have to do is go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com. Or give them a call today, and they'll be more than happy to talk you through it. And they'll tell you exactly what your house will rent for as well if you give them just a little bit of time. 713-224-RENT.
Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about my buddy Lanny over at Bill Advisor. I can't tell you how many times I've told people this. One of the greatest advertisers I've ever spoken for is Bill Advisor, and I can't believe more people like – I would tell you that – I would tell you that if we were just walking in the street. I've told people that from NFL Network when I've seen them. I know Dan Helly has used their services from over there. It works in any state, in any city. It really doesn't matter. What they do is they negotiate your recurring bills, and that means home and cell phone and internet and even home security. They've added that over the last year. Homeowners insurance, auto insurance. In fact, today I'm going to tell you about homeowners insurance. I was blown away when I did this. You text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 313131. Go ahead and do it now. Text money to 313131. They will an automatic text will be generated back. And then you text back to them what your address is, and it will take just a matter of like 11 to 15 seconds, and they will tell you what your homeowner's insurance should be. Now, they can tighten it up based on the coverages you want, but pretty much these are standard coverages that they're texting you back, and you're going to see how your homeowner's insurance compares with them versus what you currently have. I made the switch. I ended up saving about close to $700 on car and home, and I'm like, there's just really – and I got more coverage on my home, $100,000 more coverage on my homeowner's insurance. It's time for you to start saving more money and make the switch. Go to BillAdvisor.com and let them negotiate all your bills. But right now, check out what your homeowner's insurance could be by texting MONEY to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we are live at Revelry on Richmond. And it's at Richmond and Mandel. It's between Dunleavy and Montrose, right over here. Easy to get to. Great, great place to watch all your games. Fill out a free bracket, Revelry's Facebook page today for a chance to win a $100 Revelry gift card. Absolutely free. Delicious food, great drink specials, happy hour today from 3 to 7. Over 40 rotating craft beers on tap. And the best beer, Coors Light, is here as well. Coors Light, they have it. I know it because I've drank Coors Light here. This Saturday, come through for their St. Paddy's Day celebration and Rockets watch party. Rockets Power Dancers and Clutch will be in attendance today or at 5 p.m., I guess, on Saturday. On Saturday, they'll be here, I guess, at 5 p.m. So come on by.
Hey, we still got our bracket that people can fill out online, too, right?
Yeah.
At ESPN975.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the website.
Oh, okay.
You can go there and fill out your bracket. You got a chance to win cool prizes, ESPN975.com. 75.com and win some cool prizes. And of course, I'll obviously check out everything that we've got going on the page. We've got a lot of great stuff. In fact, scientific proof that being a sports fan makes your life better by John Granato. You're focused, right? I mean, your article's right there
right
on ESPN
the
as well.
No, it's scientific.
Yep.
It's science, apparently, and you can't argue with it.
Apparently.
Being a sports fan makes your life better than not being a sports fan. It is better. I proved it. I did I solved the paradigm in this article. So all you got to do is open up sportsmap.com and find out for yourself why being a sports fan is better than curing cancer. Actually.
Are Browns fans living a better life?
I don't care about Browns fans. I'm talking about Astros.
No, you said sports
Texans.
Fan. You didn't say Houston
Texans
sports
so much,
fan.
Well, Cleveland sports fans, they get to have LeBron. They've got to have him twice.
Yeah.
That's how good that is.
They yeah, also
you didn't get them just once, you got them twice.
And they haven't won an NFL title in God knows how long.
Well, but they're Cleveland fans.
Yeah.
And how about the Indians? They any good?
They don't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just lost a Game 7 of World Series. That must have felt really good.
But they were there. That
still,
was fun.
Still.
That must have
how
felt
awesome
great.
Was that run?
That must
how
have
awesome
felt...
was that run if you've been a war? All you do if
hey,
you're
Lance.
Hey,
Lance.
The Cavs is you go to finals.
If let's say the Dodgers actually started Clayton Kershaw in Game 7, and while McCullers are hitting 80 guys, the Astros lose 5-1. Would you have felt great?
He only hit 4 or 5.
Yeah, what
are
you
sure?
talking about?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you
one have
felt great?
One of them grazed the jersey.
Oh, how many homers did they hit off Kershaw? Yeah, okay, would have hit more.
What I said was what if they lost. I didn't
they
would have lost. Would you have felt great about that?
Too. Yeah, they would have ruined him, too.
They oh, they ruined him here?
That isn't the question.
Did Yuli hit a homer off him?
Are you listening? I said if they had lost, would that have felt great?
It wouldn't have felt great, but you know what I would have said? I would have said, you know what? All that matters is we got here.
Oh.
Who would have lost? The Astros?
Yes.
That's such a stupid thing to say. I can't even imagine the Astros losing.
The point
is, the greatest team ever.
Sports doesn't help you if your team sucks. So
it's
not about – it helps Houston because the team is good, not Cleveland.
Let's get to Justin. Shortest wait times in radio. Justin just now called in. Let's get Justin.
He's been on hold
right
for 10
now.
Minutes.
713.
Shortest wait times
you just didn't
ever.
Tell us. 713.
Yeah, you just told us now, so it'd be a long way.
That's a lie.
What's our number?
What?
3776. There it is. 713-780-3776. Dellen and Raheel literally cut a sentence short just so they could get to the caller.
Whatever.
Raheel was talking. He's like,
well, they were on hold.
And the other thing,
minutes.
The support, let's get Gary because we got shortest. Like, it's such a race.
25 seconds of calling in.
Let's get Justin. Lies. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Hey, can you explain to me the reason behind trying to pay Honey Badger, who's been All Pro 2015, like this world class money, and not pay him Butler? And what are we really getting out of Henderson, who we know he has disease? He only played 8 games in 2 seasons, and he couldn't even back up Glenn when he went down. So what are we getting out of him, and is it really smart to go give his money all his money to Honey Badger?
Well, I don't know that the Texans are going to give it to him. Number two, I don't know that Malcolm Butler was going to be, if the Texans were going to be in the market for him. Like, you never know. You never know if his agent said, no, he didn't want to play in Houston. Although, I have a hard time believing that anyone. The state of Texas, there's no state income tax. You got Deshaun at quarterback. Like, I have a hard time believing anyone would say, oh, I don't want to play in Houston. Absolutely not. Like, they should be in the conversation for any free agent as long as they're offering the money. My guess is they didn't want to offer the money that he was going to get. That's a fair question for you to ask. I mean, I don't know if he's better than Aaron Colvin or not. I feel like he didn't have as good a year this year. Malcolm Butler was not as good this year. I do know that. As far as Tyrann Mathieu, I don't know that the Texans are going to offer him anything. I don't even know if he'll be. So is there something out there that I don't know? Because who said that they're going to offer Tyrann Mathieu a bunch of money? I don't know that that's even.
I think the thought is if you do get Tyrann Mathieu, he's immediately the greatest Texan safety ever. And I don't know that that's even arguable right now, to tell you the truth.
Right off the bat, no, Glover Quinn. Glover was pretty good at safety.
Yeah, but
they let him go.
Tyrann Mathieu's an All-Pro. I mean, he's been caliber.
I mean, well, yeah, I'm just talking about that plays for you. We don't get a count. You don't get a count what he did
for the Cardinals. Oh, well, I want to count what he did for the Cardinals.
Well, it's not going to get
well, and it's a pretty good question. Is he that same guy, as a matter of fact? I mean, you probably, which I don't know if you talked to your dad about it. Your dad was on that staff.
I don't think my dad thought he was the same player. I think if he was, I'm not sure that he's still an Arizona Cardinal if he was.
Yeah, right. I mean,
he's only 25.
But he's, you know, he was 14. He was a cap hit of $14 million. Right. Maybe that was a little much for him for a safety. I don't know. But let's not forget, you know, he has had issues. And, you know, who knows what's resurfaced. I'd be interested to see. I would like to see Tyrann Mathieu as a Texan because he's better. You know what? Even if he's not what he was with Arizona, he's better than anything the Texans have had since Glover Quinn, at the very least.
Right.
And you may have to adjust your defense to a zone defense. Oh, well, that would be great. I just think that it's about the money, though. Mm-hmm. Is Tyrann Mathieu going to be a $14 million a year guy? Then I'm sorry. You probably just can't do that. There are so many needs on this football team, and I don't know that you put $15 million in the safety position. I just don't. And maybe you can find – I'd like to know, what the hell's going on with K.J. Dillon? I'd like to see, you know.
I forgot about K.J. Dillon.
K.J. Dillon.
I frankly forgot that he existed.
He exists.
He was alive.
No, he exists.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not on the roster. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's dead to them. I have no idea what's going on with that. But there are, you know, I think if Kareem Jackson moved down, he's, when you got corner skills and you move to safety, you know, that's a plus. If Kareem's lost a half a step and he has to move to safety, oh well.
That's not automatic. Everybody can make that. Number one, you got to be a tough tackler to be a safety. That's just.
I don't think Kareem's a bad tackler.
No. Kareem has the physical. He has the physicals, but you have to have instincts, which I don't know how his instincts are, and you have to be able to play from that angle. I'll never forget Marcus Coleman telling us one time when he transitioned from corner to safety. He said, "You think you can make the move, but you see everything differently. Every angle is differently. You know, when you're on one side of the field and a runner's coming, you don't have as much room to have to worry about to tackle. When you're safety and you're coming downhill and there's all that space to the right and all that space to the left, it's like, oh crap. Mm-hmm. You got to have a certain level of athletic ability laterally, and you got to have a certain ability to make quick to make quick twitchy movement so that you can, you know, be a surefire tackler. Because if you miss, that can be a wrap.
Yeah.
And you've got to be a confident, smart tackler. Like, you can't just be an elbow hit, you know, a shoulder hit, or a guy who tries to bang with your, you know, side of your body. You got to wrap up. So I think Kareem fits all that. Kareem fits as a tackler and all that. I just don't know how his instincts and how he runs. My guess is, I know there's people in the organization who don't think thinks he'd struggle to bust a 4.6 right now. Like, if he were coming out in a draft running like this, he might go sixth or seventh round.
And that's a first rounder.
And that's where and he's a first rounder now.
Yeah. All right, let's catch up on breaks. 713-780-3776, live from Revelry. We want you here today watching the games with us. And you know, your Rockets as well. How about watching your Rockets, Lance?
Well, I can tell you this. Rocket basketball is pretty fun to watch right now. You guys know that from watching the Rockets. But here's what I can also tell you. You've got a chance to lock in the rates with the Houston Rockets. And here's what I mean. If you want to be a season ticket holder and get VIP preference for this year's playoff tickets, and there's nothing more fun than going to playoff games, I mean nothing, then the Rockets have a special offer for you. For the first time ever, you can lock in for three seasons of the same price for season tickets. If you are serious about these Houston Rockets, and maybe you are somebody who already has season tickets, you got to jump in now, because this price point is going to get locked in. We know tickets for sporting events go up and up. Well, this is a chance to lock in for 3 years for your season tickets and get your VIP priority opportunity for playoff tickets this year. If this sounds something like it's appealing to you and you want to get these club-level seats for 3 full years, that, by the way, you know, if you use them for clients, that's also a write-off, a business write-off. Make sure that you go to the website, rockets.com, or call 713-627-DUNK and just talk to somebody about what it entails. And this might be right for you as a Houston Rockets fan. 713-627-DUNK or go to rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, John, Lance, and Matt with you here on ESPN 97.5. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you seen this? This is Danny Vasquez, Corpus Christi.
Whoa.
Corpus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was an outfielder with Corpus Christi.
Oh, my God.
And this is video in a hallway, in a stairwell at Corpus, where he's walking down the stairs with his girlfriend, and she gets a few fresh ones.
Holy crap.
This
he
was
smacked her.
Okay, so
I saw three, a minimum of three.
Yeah. He got released by the Astros. This was last year, this video. Look, she's looking at her glasses because he's hitting her in the face with glasses on about as hard as he can.
Yeah.
With a backhand and a forehand. And now watch. She gets some more here.
Oh,
boom.
My gosh.
She gets – okay, she takes another one. So here's the deal. I mean, if you haven't seen this
– well, he's in
go
jail,
to Channel
right?
13's – they have it on Channel – I don't know where else it is, but they have it on Channel 13's website.
I mean, is he in jail yet?
No. He was released. Charges were dropped. Hey, oh, and here's the story. Danny Vasquez, an outfielder with the minor league he's with Lancaster Barnstormers. Allegedly, he was cut by the Astros and then picked up in the Pennsylvania League. When he in 2016, while he was playing for Corpus Christi.
Danny Lancaster?
Danny Vasquez.
Oh, Danny
Vasquez. He was with the Astros when this happened. The Astros released him, picked up in the Pennsylvania League, and the charges were dropped after his girlfriend declined to press charges.
They got engaged, or did they
get
married?
Yeah, and he's from Venezuela. He will never work again in baseball because he's such – I have never seen – and if you think the Ray Rice video was bad, have not seen this yet, Danny Vasquez –
holy crap.
It is about as bad as it gets. I mean, he waylays her on the stairwell, backhands, forehands, in the face with her glasses on. It is about as bad a video as you can possibly imagine. The charges are dropped. The reason that the video is out now in 2018, this happened in 2016, because once the charges are dropped and have been dismissed, you can release the evidence. What kind of a society and what kind of a legal system do we have where this guy, because she won't press charges, this guy can get away with this with video evidence of him beating the snot out of her? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't care if she doesn't press charges. We can see with our human eyes what he did to her. And if she doesn't want to press charges, oh well, then the state should press charges. This is so freaking ridiculous. And this is why when women say that we really don't give a rat's ass about women's rights and about a domestic assault, this is the reason. Mm-hmm. Because she wants to stay with him. I don't know if she's from Venezuela where he's from. There's obvious they think different. And if you can say what you want, but in different countries they look at hitting women differently than they do here now in 2018. It's just it is different. You can't tell me it's all the same throughout the world. It's not.
But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people from this country who will just stay. I mean, that's been the joke about cops forever is that, you know, you always see, it's not really a joke. I mean, you always see when they would come up, the women were like, he didn't mean to do it. And all all the excuse makers.
Right. No.
Mean,
and
God,
and they're enabling them to
really
continue
a troubling, that behavior. Troubling video.
This is the worst. This is the worst. And I applaud the Astros for once they saw this. Someone in the organization brought this to the attention. I think, I don't want to say a janitor, but someone that works in the building. And apparently Danny Vasquez found out about it and threatened that worker. And then the Astros released him. He was picked up in the Penn League by Lancaster, I guess. And he was dropped by them this week as this video has emerged. I think it was maybe even yesterday he was dropped. But if you want to talk about a problem in our society, if this guy with this evidence, with this video, cannot be prosecuted, that we're doing something wrong. And anybody who says that we are taking care of this problem in America in 2018, well, this is evidence that's full of crap. This is when you get to work, you have got to see this.
We can put it up on our on Sports Map too, or on our Facebook page. We'll have Josh.
Josh, if
you're listening,
page.
Put that up, and we'll put
it
up on our Facebook
page. I'm going to tweet it out.
I just did too.
And it's about as ridiculous as it gets. So this is and applaud the Astros. You know what, for doing the right thing? Yeah, for doing the right thing. As soon as they saw this, I guess they said, we can't have you. Goodbye. Another team. I think it might have been an independent. I don't know. I don't know what Lancaster is. I hope it's an independent league. I hope no major league team knew about this.
Yeah, I think Lancaster is independent. Everyone's going to know about this. Like, you can't sign this guy.
No, you cannot. You can't sign this guy. It is horrific. And it's a problem. It is a problem that this dude is not being prosecuted to the fullest extent with this video evidence. It's a load of crap, as a matter of fact. This dude should get his ass handed to him by any dudes that see. If I'm the brother or the father of this girl and I see this dude, oh, he better not be walking down the street by himself because he is going to get at the least get his ass kicked, at the very least. Mm. What a douche. What a douche!
As you can see, it's a troubling video because you can see how mad it's made John. It's made me sick to see this. I thought it was like, I just thought it was like, wait a minute, is this staged or is this a real thing? Like, this is real? And then she got engaged to him?
Yeah.
Golly. I mean, Ray Rice's wife stayed with or actually is his fiance at the time. She ended up staying with him. But, you know, Ray has paid a very – Ray lost his entire career.
Yeah.
Ray made a mistake and was punished for it. Went to counseling, went through this, that, and the other thing. I believe that Ray Rice is contrite and made a terrible mistake and had to be punished for it and was punished for it. I think it's over. Now, NFL teams will decide whether or not Ray gets another shot, and he clearly isn't going to get another shot. You're not taking 3 years off. And, in fact, he wants to coach now. He wants to get into coaching, and we'll see if that's the case. You've got somebody who takes so many opportunities in one video to hit a woman, five different times that I counted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it is embarrassing to our legal system that this dude is walking the streets.
Yeah, no, once you have that video footage, you got to be able to.
Well,
I don't know. We'll see how it gets.
All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-37.
We can't keep talking about it because a lot of you haven't seen it, I'm sure, so it won't make any sense until you do.
Go to my Twitter.
But if you want to weigh in after you see it, John and I both tweeted it, and Josh is going to put it on our social media pages there for the radio station. If you want to jump back in with us, and I can't imagine you have anything other to say than this is terrible.
Oh, how about my daughter? She's listening in Oklahoma City, and she's never been more proud. She loves me. I love you too, Steffi. That's my baby.
I guess she tuned in at the right time.
My oldest baby. Pardon me?
She tuned in at the right time because the other, I don't know, 3-plus hours you're on the air, she probably wouldn't be so proud.
My children are proud of me, Del. Okay, I know your dad's not exactly proud of you now, is he?
Dell's the worst.
Well, it's because of you.
Dad.
Okay, you are a court jester, aren't you?
Did they bring pizza in for you yesterday, Dell?
Actually, they did.
No, that's why I said that, because Joel Blank did. Joel Blank had about 4 pizzas. They were good, too.
Tiger.
Chicago style.
Tiger's even right now after one hole at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So we'll keep you updated. Hey, no, it's not Molly Perkins.
He is the favorite, too, by the way.
Yeah, of course he's the favorite.
Get us a good dog. Get us some good dogs here for the tournament today. I know everybody's hot pick is Stephen F. Austin as the upset pick. Everyone's pick is Stephen F. Austin.
Everybody loves South Dakota State, too. Perfect opportunity to take Ohio State.
You think?
Yes. If everybody loves South Dakota State,
yeah, but,
then get off them.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see.
So let's take a break. We are live at Revelry, as I mentioned. Great place to watch your games. Come hang out with us today and watch them. I want to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. You see they got a marble. They got look at that countertop up there. Just perfect. It's perfect. They don't need Jeff Aronoff here right now. What about that outdoor patio? How is it? Oh, it's really nice out there. They don't need – you know what? Revelry doesn't need Jeff Aronoff. And no, the bathrooms are beautiful. They got wonderful vanities. Jeff. Don't come here today. There's nothing I can do for you here. But I know a lot of you out there are probably going, my countertop, our business countertop, it sucks. We got to replace it. Our vanity in our bathroom sucks. Got to replace it. Look, if you're looking for a great way to upgrade, to increase the value of your home, you can't just sit 20, 30 years and think, well, I can sell my house now with all this old crap in it. No, you got to upgrade. And Jeff Aronoff is here for you to upgrade. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. Will come to your home, give you that free estimate, give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Want you to go and give him a call right now, 713-880-2822. Or just wake him up and say, hey, and scream, Jeff, or something. I don't care. Do something. Wake him up because he was probably out and he's probably hung over today. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.